And team, welcome to Awkwardly Surprising.
Our podcast is awkwardly bad, surprisingly good. I'm your host, Colby Grant.
With Josiah Savino.
All right, so this is the first official episode. So before we start this episode, and probably random episodes, this is for you, Josiah, but this is for everybody else that's listening, because I feel like people don't really talk to people or like ask questions or ask how their day is, so, or how their week is. So my question, not just to you, but to everybody that's listening, like, how have you been? Like, how are you? Like, how's your week? How's your month? How has your year been so far? Like, how are you doing?
All right, my year is phenomenal. What can I say? I'm here. My month is great, but this week has been kind of stressful. I've been faced with the traumatizing experience in my life, but you know, we were able to overcome it, and still everything is still going good. I'm alive. I'm still playing basketball. I'm injury free, and my family's doing good, and I'm happy. So that's all I can say. I'm still being successful, and I'm finding success and doing anything I can to get to my next point in my life. So let's get it.
Yeah, I feel like that's all that matters. I mean, thinking of the positives, but obviously there are negatives that come with it. And facing that and having people around you that can kind of help you with that. I would say my year has been pretty hectic in like a positive way. Like, I didn't think like Grant Visuals would be where it is that it is now. Like, I'm always like modest about it. Like, oh yeah, like it's whatever. But I mean, if you really think about it and talk about it, it's like, yeah, like it's taking off more than I expected. Like, mentally, I was like, what if it does do what I think it can do? And it kind of doing that.
Yeah, that's good.
I mean, ups and downs, like, you're still learning, figuring out like who you should work for, like what projects to do. Downs, I think it's just working, trying to still balance my life with a family. Because, you know, you have two kids and a wife. It's kind of like, you can't not be at home. Like, I get that's what most people are. Like, you think of like the guy that's working like all day and stuff. I like being at home. Like, Grant tutoring has always kept me at home. Now I have to go out. So I think still learning the balance of that is getting better. Yeah. I think even talking about the downs, like, is a good thing, because I feel like most people are, and not most people, I feel like most men are afraid to talk about that. And I think that's why it's good that, you know, me and you were talking, because it shows different perspectives from different ages. Like, you're still young. I'm at my older stage and just had a birthday. So, but, you know, people say I'm still young in my heart. But still, like, you know, you're growing up in a time to where it's okay to be, like, showing feelings, being yourself, expressing yourself. Like, I grew up in an era, it's like, nah, get over it. But now I think it's fine that people can be like, hey, like, I'm upset, or I'm depressed, or like, you know, I just need someone to talk to. Like, what we're going to talk about today, like, confidence. And a lot of people are like, well, how do you and him kind of go together? And I'm like, well, I'm a photographer / videographer, and you're an athlete. And they kind of all fall into the same realm, because in this day and age, you guys need us, and we
work together.
So, and we both have confident issues, whether it's positive and negative. And I know for sure you had one. For the people who are new to us, that haven't seen the clips on Instagram, Josiah plays basketball at JU, Jackson University.
Yes, sir.
But you redshirted. And you told me you redshirted because you didn't feel like you were confident enough to be able to play your first year.
In my senior year, I would say, like, you would never think a person like me would have this kind of issue. Like, I was a guy, everybody knew Josiah Savino, great athlete, great mindset, getting buckets, this and that. But when you get to play college basketball, everybody's on the same level. Everybody's the best guy that was at their high school from all over the world. So my first day of college practice, I go in there. I'm ready, like. I see everybody as equal. We're all here playing basketball. We all cool. And then, like, I'm walking up the stairs, because you go up these stairs to go to practice. And, like, I start getting butterflies. I start getting nervous. I'm like, dang, I ain't never felt like this before. Like, I'm like, wow. Like, I get in practice, they pass me the ball, I fumble the ball. I don't do this. I fumble the ball, I miss a layup. I'm just like, wow, like, what's happening? You know, over the past, and then the next, the whole summer, because we started basketball year-round, so the whole summer, I'm just, like, nervous. I'm trying to be perfect. Like, basketball is an imperfect game. I learned that, and when you try to be perfect, you're bound to have mistakes and make mistakes. And even when you make mistakes, it's a good thing because you're only getting better and improving on your game. I would say the first 5 to 6 months of college basketball was probably the biggest eye-opener, the biggest struggle for me. Like, I wouldn't be where I am right now without the struggle that I was able to overcome. Like, my confidence, I would have roller coasters. Like, some days I have great days, some days I have terrible days. But on the terrible days, I just finally, like, it took a lot to just not overthink about my mistakes and go back and make the same mistakes over and over and over again. But then making those mistakes over and over and over again helped me to become the player I am today. So first 6 months were awful. I'm like, wow, like, this is tough. I'm like, dang, this is hard. Like, I had sometimes in my days where I come home and I call my mom and dad and be like, mom and dad, I don't think this is for me. I'm ready to come home.
That was going to be my next question. Have you thought about, like, during that time, do you think about quitting?
Yeah, like, there were some days where I was like, this ain't for me. Like, I don't think I can do this anymore. Like, you know, everybody always says don't put that I can't mentality, but it's going to be days where you're going to be pushed almost to going off the edge of the cliff. Like, if you don't have those days, I don't think you will be able to become your best person of yourself. Like, just being able to face and overcome those days is going to allow you to become the best version of you. I just remember my teammates talking to me and saying, Josiah, you're here for a reason, you're here for a reason, you're here for a reason. So let me tell y'all about how I gained my confidence. So I'm in practice one day. I go to lay the ball up, and this, my teammate, like, glasses it disrespectfully. And then he calls me son. Like, I'm the youngest kid. I'm 17 years old going to college, and he calls me son. So that was like, wow. Am I really going to let another man do this to me? Because I know I'm 17, coming into college. I'm like, no, I'm a grown man. I'm not going to let another grown man sun me. So then I'm thinking about that the whole day. I go home like, dang. I used to overthink too much. Like, I used to overthink so much, it would be bad for me. So then I came back the next day. And since I'm redshirting, I already declared my redshirt. My confidence was messed up. I wasn't doing the best in practice. So we had these scrimmages, and I didn't get in the scrimmages. I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't play at all. And this, like, determined, I was like, wow, I don't think I'm really going to play a lot this year. Just based off, not even my talent-wise, but just where my head was. Like, and I can just being able to own up to this and think about where I was and where I'm at now, is just, I'm so thankful. So I didn't play. I redshirted. And for the first 10 games of the year, I'm like, wow, like, I'm still struggling in practice. I'm still, like, I'm not thinking I belong here. And then that day in practice happens, and I'm on the scout team in practice. So on the scout team, the next day I come into practice. They're like, Josiah, you're going to be the best player on the team we're about to play. We're about to play Jacksonville State. That's a team in the A-Sun Conference. It's a good team. We played them. We're coming up. He said, I want you to be this guy, Josiah. So then I just remember, like, this man just sunned me. Am I going to let him sun me again, or am I going to get over the hump? Am I going to be a better person than I was the other day? I get the ball tapped from me because I'm nervous at first. I'm nervous. And then I come back full court from half court, twin cross, three-pointer, cash in his face. I'm like, okay. I'm not, when I tell you, I didn't expect it to go in. I didn't expect the ball to go in. And then I come off a down screen. Boom, three-pointer, cash. I'm like, okay, Josiah, I see you. I see you. Twin step back, three-pointer, cash. I'm like, wow, you belong here, Josiah. I start talking to mess. I'm talking about a whole new version of me. I woke up this morning. I didn't expect none of this. It's an 8 o'clock practice. After this practice, you go straight to the airport. And when I tell you, the light bulb finally turned on for me. I finally changed my mindset, my mentality, who I am, the way I think. Because I would say, leading up to those 10 games, I started changing my habits. I'd wake up in the morning. I'd work out, and then I lift, and then after practice, I'll shoot some more. Believe it or not, I believe in this thing called affirmations. I would look at myself, I would tell myself I can do this, 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 and this, and that, and I would tell myself that every day. And the most important is to believe in yourself. Just, I have a great support system. I have a great family who believes in me. And then I just kept telling myself that, and it just kept, it worked. Like, the light bulb came on. I came into practice, started killing. We got another scout day. I come in there again, and I'm talking about, I am frying the entire team. Frying. Like, I got kids looking at me like, dang, what happened to this guy? Like, when did this guy start doing this?
So, what was it? Was it more of you, or was it more of, like, the getting sunned? Because I think some people have that issue of, like, that might happen, and they just shut off completely. And it's kind of like, you cannot bring them back from that. It's like, okay, I just got sunned in front of all my teammates, and I'm not the same person. Or I need, like, a coach to talk to me or something like that. But it's like, you got sunned in front of everybody. You're like, this is not going to happen to me. Like, this is not it.
Like, I'm not going to let this happen. Like, yeah, there's those kind of, me personally, I just want to thank the ways I was raised, because there's some people who are crumbling a ball. Like, I ain't going to lie, there'll be some days I got this big man, his name is Mike Marsh. Without him, I wouldn't be the man I am today also. He would yell at me, scream at me, because he's our postman. He wanted to get the ball. He would scream at me. I would crawl in a ball. I would be so defeated. I'll be like, dang, I'll get so nervous. I'll be like, okay, let me give him the ball. I'll mess up just to give him the ball. And without him yelling at me, it wouldn't make me the man I am today. Like, just like allowing and receiving the way he would talk to me. Though, like, I'm not saying he's over here babying me like I'm his son. I mean, he low key was, but like, without that, I don't think I would be where I'm at right now, because I was able to grow. Like, now when he yell at me, like, we boys, we understand it's certain ways to talk to people, but I accepted that and just allowed that to make me a better person. So after I get sunned, I could have crumbled in the ball. I could have quit on myself. I could have went to the coaches and cried. But nah, like, there's no time for that. Like, you're a grown man in college basketball. And in the college world, you got to overcome anything and any obstacle with your support system. And not even just that, but by yourself. My coach brought us in. He was talking about, he wanted me to get off my red shirt and play for the team. But at this point, we were already halfway through the season. I just wanted to maintain my eligibility. Like, you know, in Division One basketball, you get about 3 warm-up games. You play like 3 non-Division One schools, and then you'll play your first game will be like a crazy game, like Duke or a team like that. So you played Duke already. I didn't touch the floor. Everybody played with me. That really discouraged me a lot. Like, I was like, dang, like, do I not belong here? Like, I didn't even get in. We're down 30. I still didn't get in the game. I'm like, what am I doing wrong? Like, I'm that bad? Am I that bad of a basketball player? And then he started talking to me. He was like, hey, man, we played Division I school. I still didn't get in the game. We're up 30. I'm like, okay. All right. So then, like, the fourth game of the season, they talked to me about redshirt, and I redshirted.
So, because we've talked about this, like, even without the scout team and all that stuff,
mm-hmm.
They used to post, they not used to, but they still post you a lot on their social media. Did that help with your confidence, or was it just kind of like, okay, they're not playing me, but they're like using my photo? Or was it like, let's build this kid up because he is from Jacksonville, everybody knows him? And
yeah, I feel like it could have been a little bit of publicity, you know, like, well, at the end of the day, I have a great fan base, and not even just, they're not fans, they're all supporters. And I would say my name holds a lot of meaning and a lot of around it, as, you know, when my strength coach adds me, he'll get like the most amount of likes or whatever and the most amount of views. But I really never took any of that into consideration. I was just blessed to be on the page, and I'm blessed to be able to return here and play for another year and get better. And just next year, my post will have more meaning. But yeah, honestly, like, my other teammates and stuff, I just want to thank them. Like, I wouldn't be able to get over my hump if it wasn't for them. Like, I got a group of friends, Jossie, Carson, and Sire, and they just talk to me every day, just teaching me more about the game, teaching me more about who I am, and just allowing me to find success on the basketball court. Even when I have bad days, they'll just talk me through the struggle. But enough about me. What about you, Grant? You ever had any confidence issues when it comes to the photography industry, whenever you just started your videography skills? Like, I know it's a big industry, and I know there's other competition out there. So let's hear about you.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like, I think anytime you start something new, the confidence is really low. But it's worse when you like start posting your stuff and you see people, other people that do better stuff than you. And it's kind of like, as you said, you can roll up in a ball and just quit, or you can be like, all right, I see where I need to go. And I think that's when, like, as I talked about on the Instagram clip, like, you and Valerie were like, yeah, your stuff's not that good. And it wasn't like a, oh, my light just went out. It's not like you guys were being, like, malicious about it. It was just like, okay, he can edit, but he needs to figure it out because it's just not as good as it should be. And I think that kind of helps your confidence because it's like, you know, they're not trying to be mean, but you also know that they just want the best. And obviously at the time, you don't know how far this can go, especially when you first start. Like, I got started at a time when it wasn't that big. Like, everybody wasn't doing it. Like, there were certain people that were. So, you know, when I got on Instagram and started posting, you know, there was Valerie. There was Carlos. Rest in peace to him. So, like, seeing all their stuff, like, it discourages you. Like, you see people's stuff, you're like, I can't live up to that. But I think once you kind of figure out your lane and you're like, okay, what do I like doing? What do I like to make? And once I figured out, okay, these are the types of videos that I like making, I'm going to stick with that. I'm going to make those the best ones. And then kind of building from that. And as you said, you have a support group. Like, I had Valerie. Valerie would tell me, like, you know, this is what you should do. This is what you shouldn't do. This is how I do it. And the way that I do things in life is I start off with what the person does and then kind of mold my stuff into it. And I've had more people to help me too. Like, I've slid in so many DMs. It's not even crazy. But I think that's another thing you have to do. You have to be confident to ask questions. Like, I will ask questions. Like, I'm not a pro. I don't care. Like, I don't know anything. If I'm like, how did he do that in a video? Let me slide in DMs. And so, and I watch a lot of YouTubes, and I mean, even YouTube still like kind of discourages you because you still look at their stuff and it's like, why is my stuff not looking like theirs when I'm doing the exact same thing as them? And I mean, at one point it's kind of like, should I even like do this? Because like, I physically need someone to come. Like, I'm a person that needs help. Like, I need a person-to-person interaction that, let me text you about it. That doesn't work for me. I need to, like, show me. Let me see your hands working, stuff like that. But I think, you know, trial and error, posting your stuff, that kind of helps as well. But then, like, when you move into, like, once you get better and people start noticing you, that's when, like, companies start reaching out to you. So I've had Jacksonville FC. I've done stuff for them. The Jacksonville Jaguars Foundation. I guess you can say it's under the Jaguars, all in the same kind of area. The check says Jaguars, so Jaguars. but I mean, like, working for them, I mean, it was nervous. It's nerve wracking because I think people don't really, like, they say, oh, you should be a freelance photographer, videographer, whatever. But they don't actually tell you, like, oh, it's not to where you just go in and do what you want to do as you usually do. So, like, I work for the Clay County Athletics. Like, there's an athletic program all over Clay County. And I, you know, I freelance for them. But with them, they just say, hey, do your thing. You know what to do. Do it. But with, you know, the Jaguars or Jacksonville FC, they expect things. And that's a whole different thing that people don't talk about. So I made a video for the Jacksonville FC Soccer League. I think it's a league. And, you know, I went out, got video. I made a video for the guy. And for me, like, I always show people, like, I don't show everybody. There's, I make it do the rounds just to make sure, like, I'm not, like, just thinking it's the best. And so, like, everybody was like, oh, this is, like, one of your best videos you've ever made. I was like, all right, like, I thought it was pretty good. You guys think it's pretty good. So I guess we're on the same page. I send it to the dude, the guy, and he was like, so, you know, what do you think about this? And I said, oh, I was like, I mean, anything. No, he's like, do you think this is your best? I said, everything can be improved because I feel like anything can be better, whatever. Like,
yeah.
There's always things that you can improve on in any of your stuff. He's like, I like that mentality. He was like, let me look it over. Like, he really liked it. But obviously, mm-hmm. when you work with a company, which was my first company, you don't really expect what you get. And so I got like this, you know, long message, not long in like a sense of he hated it, but like some changes, song choices, stuff like that, which is fine. But I mean, being that I think mentally I was prepared for it, but like, obviously when you get it, you're kind of like, oh shit, like, can I fix this to where he wants it? Like, how many more changes do I have to make? And I think that kind of like lowers your confidence because it's kind of like you're used to just making stuff and everybody just loves it. And then that one time you send it, it's like, I mean, we love it, but once you get that but, you know it's mm-hmm. over. And so, I mean, I did everything he said. And I think in those situations, you just look at the list and just go, you cut it off and just do everything on that list. And I mean, you know, once he posted it, like, obviously it fills you up. Like, oh, this is really good. Like, you know, you hope to get another job from that. And the same thing with the Jacksonville Jaguars is kind of like, and I think that's anybody's, and I don't want to say anybody's, but most people who work in sports, that's their goal is to work for an NFL team. Or an athlete that's in the NFL, or someone associated with the NFL, whether it's just like a Jacksonville Foundation type thing. And I mean, as I said, I'm always grateful for getting the call because it's kind of like there's billions of people better than me, and you guys plucked me out of Jacksonville. So I mean, I've done a couple things for them, and it's the same thing. Like, it could be they can call me every single day, and I'm still gonna be nervous, just because you want it to be perfect. You know, like, you don't have free reigns per se, because you're still trying to get to know the people and you want it to be perfect, but it's still one of those, like, I don't know, it's hard to explain, but it's still like, it's, I think in those situations, you just have to be yourself, but also kind of make sure you're getting everything that they want, which is hard. It sounds easy, but it's hard because your mindset is, this is how I do it, but they want me to do it this way. And I think once you do it a lot, you get used to it to where when you go to other companies, you're like, okay, like, this is not my work. This is theirs. I'm here to make them look better. This is the shots that they want. And I think the more you do it, the better you get at it, the more confident you get at it. And obviously Instagram is there to boost your confidence as well. You know, students, players, athletes, they're there as well to boost your confidence. And I think with that, as I said, you got to push your work. Like, you can't judge it by yourself. Like, you can send it, you can text it, but if the world doesn't see it, you're not going to really build that confidence. And it's kind of like how corny as it sounds, you're like a Pokemon that hasn't evolved yet. Like, you're starting off like Asher Kutcham, whatever the guy's name is, picks you up. You're just like a little Pokemon. But you have to go out and just start, and not battling, because I think everybody should be friends. Everybody should be able to ask questions. But to go out and try things, figure out what you want, try different angles, go on YouTube, find different people from YouTube. And that way, the more you do it, the better you get, the stronger you get, and the more confidence you'll get in your work. It's one of the things you don't understand until you're in a situation. And I think that goes for anything, like whether it's any sport you're playing, or, you know, if you're a creative, whether you're an editor, graphic designer, anything like that. Like, having a support system, having people you can go to, and just kind of just believing in yourself, because it is hard. Like, it is hard. Because as I've said, I've posted stuff and I'm like, this is not good. And people love it. And I think that's where that unbalances with people. Like, you want to be great, but you also have to get out of your comfort zone.
Yeah.
So, and I think with, I mean, as I said, I'm not an athlete. I mean, I am athletic, but as of someone that is non-athletic and a college athlete sport, I feel like you guys have to just have that, you know, support system. And I mean, even coming from a teacher's perspective, like you've come to talk to me. I've had other athletes come talk to me. Like, hey, it's not it. And I think you just have to be able to, you know, talk about it. And I think that's another confidence boost, is being able to like admit, like, maybe this isn't, like, maybe I'm not good enough.
Mm-hmm.
And even though you know, like, even though if you know you're good enough, sometimes like you get to that point to where you don't think you are, and you need, as I said, that support system to build you up, to kind of like bring you back to where you know you should be. Because some people know they're good, but for some reason, something happens and it just knocks them down for some odd reason. And
yeah, like, I'm sorry to cut you off, but like during my experience, you know, I almost let that doubt creep in. And when you let that doubt creep in, it just takes you back so many notches. Like, just another thing I want to add to you say all this confidence stuff, but all the habits, all the things that you do outside of where you're lacking your confidence is all going to help you build your confidence at the end of the day. So say I'm a basketball player, though I'm not just a basketball player. I'm a student. I'm a male. I'm a person. I don't want to be just a basketball player but have messed up habits off the court. I want to be the best version of me I can be in the real world, in my student world, on the basketball court, as a son, a brother. Like, if I am trying to fix my confidence and fix what's going on with me, and I want to go and try to help somebody in the future because I went through the same thing, I don't want somebody to look at me and see what I'm telling them and be like, wow, yes, he's trying to tell me the right things, but look at him outside of where he's lacking confidence. Why would I want to listen to him if he's not doing these kind of things right? He's not living his day-to-day life correctly. And it's just so much in this confidence thing.
Yeah, and I feel like even like going into like editing and pictures, like if I'm not going out and like I can tell people go watch YouTube videos, but if I'm not doing that, why would they? Like I can go on YouTube and tell you everybody I watch. And as I tell people, I said you have to find someone that like talks your style. Like, there's so many people that are knowledgeable about this stuff, and they're just giving it out for free.
Yeah.
But if you want someone that just doesn't fit you, it's kind of like you're finding your own teacher. Like, in high school, you don't pick your teachers. I mean, for the most part, you don't. College, you really don't know who you're getting. Like, you're just kind of taking a class. But, like, YouTube, you can, oh, I don't like the way he talks. Let me go to him. And you find that person, you just go in that wormhole of understanding how they explain things that will help you, and it'll build your confidence. I mean, as I said, I sit in DMs. I don't care. Like, there's a bunch of people that I have slid in, and I'm like, hey, what is that? What equipment do you have? Like, where can I buy that? How did you do that? And I think that's another, like, having someone that you can talk to. I say that. And it's difficult when people ask me for my advice because I don't feel like I'm at that level to where I can give you straight up. Like, I can tell you what I did, but I don't feel like I'm there. Like, I had a person, and he was, like, dead serious. He's like, dude, you're my idol. I love what you're doing, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, dude, I'm no idol. Like, I'm just a guy that's okay with a camera. But he was like, no, like, just watching your growth and all that stuff. And, like, listening to it is kind of like, or having someone say that to you, it's good. It builds your confidence, but you also don't want it to go to your head to be like, oh yeah, like I'm that guy.
I was in that sinkhole. I was in that rabbit hole. But now every time I go in the court, now you're not being cocky. You're just being confident.
Yeah.
Now that you have your confidence. Now that when I go in the court, I'm the best. I'm the almost said, I'm the best person on the court now. Like, I'm gonna strive off of my energy, off of what I bring to the table, and off of where I'm at now.
Yeah, and I, as I said, like I think the YouTube clip is Like, even if I know I'm not the best person out there, my video is going to be better than anybody's. Like, it's
got to think like that. You got to think like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and I mean, as I said, it's as you said, it's not a cocky thing. It's sometimes you just, if you know like what you're good at, like, why wouldn't you be confident at it? Especially when you're doing sports, D1 sports, you're going to get yelled at. You're going to have people way better than you. But it's kind of like you can't let that. Like, you're there for a reason, and you just have to find your reason. And if that means getting sunned by someone and that turns it on, or, you know, sitting down, having a conversation with a coach, having, you know, how silly as this sounds, having like a diary, jotting down notes. And I mean, I don't want to say diary, but just a notepad.
Everybody's different.
So you just have to figure yourself out, because if you're D1, you're there for a reason. You just didn't you just didn't get there by luck. You got there from hard work, dedication. Sounds like Floyd Mayweather, hard work, dedication. But I think that's what people have to realize. Like, if you're, I mean, even as you said, JUCO, D2, any of those schools, because as I said, I didn't play any of those. Granted, I don't think I wanted to, but as I'm saying, it's like, if you get there, if you get a letter and you go, you're there for a reason.
Well, I just want to say, like, at the end of the day, it all starts with yourself. You're not, ain't nobody, like, nobody's going to get over this hump for you. You got to, it's either one way. It's a one-way path. You got to break the wall. You got to get through the wall. And you got to just be able to get through whatever's going on in any of y'all's lives. Like, though we talk about ourselves, like, anybody could be going through this. And just being open about it will help the process go by faster.